Going into a game, I'm sure you have an idea of how it is you want your team to play. How close did that resemble exactly what you want out on the ice?
You know, we played as hard as we could. I think and didn't change when we got down. We got better. You know, we got more pucks to the net. We played hard, played solid. We have for a while, our last three especially, have been great efforts. That game demanded of it. As good and as hard as we played, they had some good, you know, real good chances, especially on their power play. And Pav made us look good when we couldn't look good.
A lot of emotion in the building after that, both on the ice and in the building. Do you use that going forward, or is there a danger of getting too high?
No, we use all of it. You know, that's a real important part of how hard we have to play. It's not easy for those guys to play that hard, find that energy and the energy in the building, and it grew as the game go with every post that we hit. You could feel it, and I think it's an important part of us having success tonight. No, I'm not worried about our team playing over the edge with energy. We spent everything we had, and we needed the fans to be as great as they were in that building tonight, because it had a lot to do with us being able to play that hard for that long.
Paul, do you have a theory on why Drew Stafford has fit in so smoothly with these guys?
Well, the things that I've seen are he came into our room and he knew a bunch of guys, and that helped. And he's a veteran guy, so he got to sit in a room with guys like him, you know, Wheeler and Stewie, and a lot of really competitive guys, and that just seems to have brought out the best in him. He's back excited playing hockey again. Really has had a huge impact since he's been here. I mean, no small points. He only gets big goals, big assists. Seems to elevate his game. I think there's just so much. There's an enjoyment in playing the game, and being in that room for him. I don't know what it was like in Buffalo. I know those situations are very, very tough, especially if you've been there a long time. And to come in here and then just be a piece of it, and a huge piece of it, it's got to be a good feeling for him.
Along those lines, Paul, how important is it when you make trades that it's just not about the hockey, to make sure that when you're in a stretch drive, it's going to fit? And you never know if it's going to work, but you have to make a calculated guess, I guess.
Really important for us, because a big chunk of what goes on here is that room and how it feels about each other. So you have to have the right kind of people in there. Both those players that have come from Buffalo have made Tyler tonight, 29 minutes. Just huge impact on surviving the injuries up front and on the back end.
Still a lot of work to do, but is that a successful trade right now?
It may be a successful trade for both teams right now. I mean, they've got two real good players. We got two real good players.
I know you don't like dealing in hypotheticals, but the way that Scheifele line is playing, if it keeps playing like that, can you even entertain the thought of breaking them up? I
wouldn't consider doing it. Don't need to. You know, we'll find other ways to put people in when we come in healthy. I mean, again, I don't know that it ever works that nicely that everybody's healthy, so there'll be adjustments that we have to make. But all three of them are finding each other. They're talking on the ice. They're playing off each other. They're just the stuff that's made of chemistry, I guess, that you can invent. But no, we wouldn't change things that are going really well.
Well, you kind of touched on it before, but besides the obvious 2 points in the standings, how big was it the fact that you guys were able to get the win, as far as, you know, maybe as a blueprint or remembering this game, or, you know, just the style in which it was played out?
Well, it's the first game this year that we weren't leading going into the third that we won a hockey game. Well, it's a shootout, but I thought we got better after we were down one. Not more necessarily desperate. I mean, there got to be a point in that game where there was probably chances going both ways that neither coach loved, but the energy was so high and it was played so hard you could understand it. But you need to have that feeling. Eventually, at some point in your room, you need to have that belief that you can be down against a good team and come back and win.